You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, my name... Fuck!
And my name, Cass.
And this is Shut Up A Second. Also, Jackson's here.
Hey everyone. How are you?
Today, flamingos.
Oh!
Flamingos and giraffes are in the same genre in my mind.
Tall beasts.
Because they feel like animals I could have made up.
What?
No, yeah, I get that.
They feel like an invented animal by someone like me.
Because it's like they're like baseline basic animal.
Yeah, but then they're, let's add two or three fucked bits.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Fucky with it.
What do you think is the most fucked bit of a giraffe?
Yeah.
Well, the neck, obviously.
You don't
but
think head nub?
It's got, I was going to say the same thing, just a bit of patience, Cass. I would have said, coming close second is the weird little horns.
I love those horns. No other animal has those horns.
No, yeah, they're little nubs.
They're cool.
They're kind of like, in my mind, they're like, it's kind of like Bender's from Futurama, his little nub. Is it the same shape as that, like a stick with a ball on top?
No, they kind of look like the end of a femur, don't they?
It's very, very femur.
Does it?
Yeah, it's femur. It's
like,
not like
thick
a bone.
With a bit of nub, but it's not like an upside down exclamation mark.
Do they do anything?
Well, have you seen giraffes fight each other?
But they fight with their necks, not with the bones.
No, they hit each other. So if you've never seen it, look it up. Stop what you're doing.
You are missing
If you
out.
Are driving to work right now, pull over, pause this podcast, Google giraffes fighting.
Call your boss, say hey. Susan, here's the skinny.
I can confirm that if you Google giraffe nub, they know what you mean.
Yeah. What does it look like? Show me a picture.
They're hairy.
Yeah, I know they're hairy.
That's crazy.
That's what I said. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they kind of look like trotters.
Yeah, they do.
Almost like mini goat's hoofs coming out of their head.
Yeah, like some...
They've got a split. They've got a forked bit.
It's kind of like a giraffe's head is the same shape as a baby goat lying on its back.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fucked up.
The mouth's in the same spot.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it. The giraffes are upsetting to think about.
Yeah, they're freak animals.
They are freak animals, but they do fight because they fight by whacking their necks into each
other. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. No. Shut up.
Fuck.
They fight by... Okay, so actually I'm kind of an expert on this because when I was maybe 12 or 13... Wanted to be a zoologist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then I went to two or three, like, zookeeper for a day programs
you
get to walk around the zoo
so
and you go
nice.
Backstage at the zoo.
Backstage? Backstage. You were always destined for the arts. You're like, I'm going to be a zoologist. Yes. They're letting me backstage.
Watch the monkeys rehearse. But then this is where I first learned about giraffes fighting each other.
Yeah.
And I can't remember for the life of me what I was going to say next. I got to be honest with you right now. I started thinking about monkeys rehearsing.
Of course.
And whatever I was talking about is gone from my brain.
So funny to imagine monkeys rehearsing, like a monkey, like he's just kind of like backstage, like maybe sucks on his hand and then shakes his head like, no, that's not it. Am I going to suck the banana out of the ice block today or am I going to roll around on my back holding my feet? I don't know.
I would have loved to, you know that video of the monkey sniffing his butt and then fainting?
Yeah.
That's very well rehearsed piece.
Yeah.
He was in there for months just writing and rewriting.
Exactly.
His pages was crumpled around a waste paper basket for years. And then he finally had his eureka moment.
I want to see the giraffe backstage. Sorry, I want to see the monkey backstage smoking his little cigarette, like furrowing his little brow, like giving his head a little massage, being like, it's about the craft and like going into
throwing
method acting.
Throwing poo is so uninspired.
Doing method acting, like trying to get his peers to riff with him.
Yeah.
Let's just improvise
We're
a scene.
Apes. Let's just do
I
want to
work this character
naturally.
Out.
Should I scratch my head and then my armpit? No! It's been done before!
Do you think the animals at the zoo do enjoy a little bit getting watched? Like... Like, is there some level of chimpanzees in his chimpanzee house? And he's like, everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I'm
reckon
king
so.
Shit.
Like, we like when the sun shines on us because it happens to us every day.
So probably like, it's like.
What? Wait, sorry, what?
Hang on.
What
That's not the only reason I like them, or even any of the
Do you
reasons.
Think you'd like the sunshine on you if it didn't happen to you all the time?
How often does it happen to me?
Does it happen to me consistently?
How often does a monkey in the wild get looked at?
Oh, pretty much never.
Are you talking about? I'm trying to draw. Are you saying it's good or bad? What are you?
No, I'm saying that we get used to the things that happen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But if the sun shone on me.
But the sun does shine on us every day, and
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So it must be good for the monkeys.
No, but what are you trying to argue? So, are you trying to argue that they would like it or they don't like it?
No, I'm saying they would like it.
She's agreeing colourfully.
But
yeah, I'm nothing if but a painting of ideas.
So you think they like it because it happens to them every day?
Yeah, you get used to it. It'd be good. Does anything happen to you every day that you're like, I hate this?
Having a piss?
Oh, pissing's great.
Yeah, because it happens every day.
That's not no.
No, by your logic, something that doesn't happen every day can't be good.
I think things that don't happen every day can be good, but I think that if something does...
It's an irrelevant part of it.
I think if something does happen every day, you're probably going to... Your brain's going to be like, this is good, otherwise my life is hell.
Are they going to be like, this is good, or this is normal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think not good. I think they get you... Getting used to something doesn't mean you enjoy it. It's just like,
but like
it's
having
nothing.
A piss is a bit nice.
Yeah. It might be comforting for the chimpanzees at the zoo because they're like... This shit again. Like,
yeah,
I'm
maybe
used
that's
to this.
What I mean. Maybe I mean
there's
comforting.
There's the guys.
Yeah. Comforting.
Yeah, you're
know.
Like, oh, that's no. Well, what happens every day that you're like, ugh?
Going to sleep and that bit where I have to be alone with my thoughts. That bit, awful. Fucking hell.
Okay,
you never really get used to that.
Yeah, no good. Do it every day. I'm still like, Jesus Christ.
Here again. Are you kidding me?
Well, you share a bed with someone. You can't do distracty things.
No, I can. I whack my AirPods in, I roll around, and then I lie on
pretend to be a worm.
And then in the middle of the night, I'm like, what the fuck is that in my back? And then I pull out the AirPod from a little fold within me, and I go, ugh. Jesus.
That's great. I love when
you're
like... What
a nightmare.
My life is hell.
Okay, well, you've convinced me that maybe monkeys might not... There's a possibility that a monkey could not love getting looked at.
Although, I think it would have been... I feel like you're going to say the same thing.
Okay, yeah, please.
No, I don't think you will. I've lost confidence in it. But I think maybe during the pandemic when the zoos were closed, do you reckon they freaked out?
That's what I was going to say. No, I was going to say. Oh, if they, so the absence of people, monkeys. We're apes. The absence of people would have been upsetting for the monkeys because it's abnormal now.
That happened to some zoo animals. I can't remember which ones, but like the zoo animals started bringing like gifts and presents to the windows or something because they were like, oh,
where's the guys?
The people are gone. Did we do something wrong? Oh,
yes, no. Yes, you did.
You did. It's your fault.
You became boring.
You're not worth getting sick over.
I can't stop thinking about how scary it would be if the sun shining on me didn't happen often. Like, imagine you've never had the sun shine on you and then you get a bit warm. That sounds
from
scary.
The sun.
If
the
I've
sun
never been warm.
Freaky.
Getting warm is scary.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I often think about how fucked up the sun is because it's a big explosion in the sky that leaches radiation that gives us cancer.
Yeah, that is fucked
up. And it's just kind of there.
It's just the thing we got to deal
with. And it's just a little bit too hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little bit too, because if it was a little bit further, maybe a bit less radiation or something.
Yeah.
It's probably an ozone thing. I don't know.
I think a lot of the celestial bodies are upsetting. I was looking at the moon the other night and
that's
thinking.
So freaky.
I was thinking, imagine you lived on a planet that had no moon. Mm. How upsetting to come to Earth would be.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's just always there. And we're like, yeah, it's no big deal. And they're like, that's just always in the sky.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd come to the Earth and be like, whoa, that's always there. And you'd be like, oh, yeah. And then it starts going away. You're like, wait.
Oh, it'll be back.
It's always there. You just can't always see it because sometimes it's hiding in our shadow.
Yeah.
What? Huh?
Yeah, the moon's going, but don't worry. You're about to see something called the sun. Oh, my God.
Did you guys ever have, like, the realization? Because when you're a kid, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't. And I didn't really think this because I didn't really think about it at all.
Yeah.
But I kind of just pictured the moon again, not consciously thinking about it.
Yeah,
okay.
You're
but
a
I'm
kid.
Like,
yeah.
But I'm like, these are just discs in the sky. They're kind of flat, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I realized that the moon is a sphere in the sky.
Yeah.
And for the first time, it had like depth to it. Do you know what I'm saying, or am I cuckoo bananas?
I do know what you're saying. I don't think I ever had disc moments.
No.
I never had a disc moment. I never thought it was a disc. All right,
is it
I'll
the
make
kind
that
of
clear.
Thing
it was
like...
more I never thought about it and didn't think about I didn't think it was a disc. I just didn't think about how it was a sphere.
Yeah.
And I viewed it subconsciously as flat. Not that I thought it was actually flat.
But because you're a kid, you're not even thinking about them.
I wasn't thinking about them.
And so
I thought it as a circle
yeah.
rather than a sphere. And then I watch an eclipse and I'm like, whew, that's a sphere right now.
Yeah.
That's a freaking sphere. That's crazy. And then because I got to watch the eclipse over, it's a freaking ball in the sky of rock that's getting covered by a shadow.
I remember that thought where you're like, that's just up there.
A full-on sphere.
This is a full-on big rock
flat.
In the sky.
You can see the whole sphery bit of it.
Yeah. Mm. What are we going to do about it?
We got to do something.
We got to figure something out.
Okay, so I had to start turning my salt lamp back on throughout the whole night because it started weeping.
Okay. Oh, mine's doing that as well.
Yeah, I think it's just the weather.
That's gross.
It is gross. I've got salt everywhere.
It was a puddle of water, and I was like, Jesus, what did I spill? Like, this near my computer. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is
it was my lamp leaking. Good. That's mate. A normal thing.
Why lamp leak?
Because it's a big rock of salt.
Uh-huh.
And then the salt, because salt is thirsty. It's like a thing. That's why it's good for preserving stuff, because the salt just gets all the moisture out of the air. Yeah. So it just pulls all the moisture out of the air and then just, I guess, lets go of the moisture.
Yeah, so if you don't keep your salt lamp on all the time, it'll start leaking and it'll just like spill a whole cup of water. But yeah, I had that the other day where I was like, oh, I've not been turning it on 24/7 and now the weather's changing and I got to turn it on. And then that to me is like, if you came to the planet and there was a moon, you'd be like, so this light's just here 24/7?
Yeah, true. Doesn't get dark.
No darkness?
Yeah. No, not really.
I mean, on a new moon you do.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my God.
True.
Had a new moon sky.
Which one's a new moon?
No moon. Can't see.
No moon.
Can't see
moon.
It at all? Or
can't
is,
see
it,
at
is
all.
It covered in shadow or it's just not on the other side of the
it's
earth?
It's just gone.
Covered in shadow.
Covered in shadow. Yeah. Isn't that an eclipse?
No.
No, that's a different thing.
Eclipse means the sun and the moon have to line up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Or the earth and the moon go behind the sun.
No, there's one order. All three have to be involved.
There's one order where it goes sun, earth, moon. And then there's one, that's a lunar eclipse where the earth covers the moon. And then there's sun, moon, earth, where the moon goes in front of the sun.
Yeah.
And
Which one can't you look at?
Sun.
Sun.
Solar. Okay.
You can't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's also part of the thing that's freaky about the sun.
Yeah,
you can't look at
it.
You're not allowed. It'll fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
You would think, surely by now, we would have evolved some kind of lens to look. It's in the sky every day.
Are you talking about sunglasses?
No, I'm saying we should have evolved sunglasses.
Can any animal look at the sun? Like, if you make a camel look at the sun, does it fuck it up?
No, I don't know.
I don't think any
surely some kind of lizard can look at the sun.
Yeah.
Or some kind of, like, fish thing.
Why can a fish look at the
sun? I don't know.
Maybe
but
a
what
crocodile.
I'm saying is there's got to be some freaky animal that we barely know that is staring at the sun all day, having a great time, and I'm very jealous.
It's evolved sunnies,
I saw someone on TikTok explaining why you can't look at the sun because I think they were
too bright.
someone else had been like, if you look at the sun, you're going to get all the vitamin D you need for the day. And they were like, please don't look at the sun. The way they described it, because they were obviously trying to describe it to people who had already received a whole wealth of misinformation. So they were just trying to like keep it really simple. And they were like, okay, so you got your corneas right. And then about the consistency of an egg yolk. And if you look at the sun, it gets fried.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
And they were like, oh, maybe an egg white, they were saying. And so if you look at the sun, it gets fried. And then they showed a picture of someone with cataracts, which is that. And they were like, see, it's cooked like an egg.
That's what happens.
If you look at the sun, your eyes. Yeah, your eyes get fried and it goes solid. And that's why it goes white from clear.
Oh, I hate that.
Pulled out
your eyes.
You get the cooked bit.
That's cosmetic
out.
Though. It's purely cosmetic.
cosmetic for you. No one else will look ugly anymore.
That's nice. They should do that. Like, not it's like reverse cosmetic. Just make everyone else look good. You get some sort of Snapchat filter installed into your brain.
Yeah,
everyone looks hot.
Oh,
it's like shallow hell.
We'll call it the shallow hell. Procedure.
Or is it like, I think it's more of a brain thing than an eye thing.
Yeah, okay.
I
reckon there's a good chance.
Yeah.
If you hit someone in the head with a hammer, they'll become shallow hell.
No.
Like if you hit 1,000 people in the head with a hammer, I reckon one of them would become shallow hell. And start seeing everyone
like,
as hot.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like that's just.
Let's give it a try, at least.
You can change your perspective.
We'll just get
and
a
like,
and see.
Obviously, without the fat phobia, just thinking everyone's hot, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
oh, yeah, that's, yeah, like, yeah, that's not what I meant. I just meant that everyone is.
Yeah, everyone's hot.
It is super fat phobic, that movie. But it's more about you see everyone's inner beauty.
Does that mean that if you look at somebody with a horrible, toxic inner self, they're an uggo.
Oh, that yeah, that happens interesting. In the film.
Does that
yeah.
happen in Shallow Hal?
Yeah, it
does.
I
haven't seen Shallow Hal in a long time.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think of it as Jim Carrey in that movie. It's not. It's Jack Black. It's one
and
of his
the
first
guy
big
played
ones.
George Costanza. He's got a tail.
And then
at the end of the movie, he meets a girl. And because obviously George Costanza, whatever his name is, Jason Alexander,
yeah,
he's not considered a traditional beauty. And in the movie, he's like, no girl will ever love me because I got a tail and I look like or whatever. Even though Jason Alexander, sort of like a secret smoke show. Like, like George
he's a solid,
Seinfeld?
He's solid.
Hot damn. Oof, anyway, but in the end of the movie, he meets a girl and she's got a dog, like a little baby dog. And she's like, I love my dog. I love the way its tail wags. And then
and
his tail starts wagging.
That's the same kind of love I would have if it was a human man.
If I met a man whose tail wagged, like, I just love wagging tails in any context.
It's really cute. As they're walking away, he's really happy and his tail wags.
Yeah, it is cute.
I do remember having that moment in the film being like, oh, that's nice.
Good for Jason Alexander.
I remember what I was going to say about giraffes.
Yes!
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
I think I was just going to say what we already said. But they basically, you were saying they fight with their necks.
Yeah.
They don't. They fight with their heads.
Oh, okay.
And they swing their necks like a bomby knocker.
I was going to say it's a bomby
into
knocker
into their
style.
Ribs of other giraffes.
That's so cool.
So they, I reckon they would use, they kind of use the side of their head, but I reckon the horns would come in handy.
Do you know some of them have a third horn in the middle of their head?
That's cool.
What?
Yeah.
No way. Like a unicorn. Well, no.
Well,
it's not like full on straight up.
It's a unicorn in a way. Oh, yeah, it's a third horn.
So it's like a third little nub. It's not as tall as the other two nubs.
It's like a third nipple. It's not a proper nipple, but it's there.
It's there.
Touch it.
It's still projecting them.
Do you want to hear some facts about flamingos?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I lost my phone. There it is. All right. Also, I want to...
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not. I thought it was going to be a little clear of the throat, and it turned into
big
disgusting... Anyway... The facts I have about flamingos, I'm worried that they're real basic facts that literally everyone on Earth knows.
Oh, okay.
So, but also I'm a guy that I like facts and it's like the one of the few things my brain can retain is useless facts, like trivia facts.
Well, what if you want us to say, because I have some flamingo, like if I think flamingo facts in my head, there are some.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm going to say. I think
Should we say the ones that are in our heads? You tell them you
at
got
the same
them
time.
Down?
Yeah, do it at the same time. Okay. What is your most flamingo fact? 3, 2, 1.
Flamingos are pink because of they eat the little
algae. We're so insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
there you go.
They eat the pink algae.
Yeah.
And the algae, it's got keratin in it or whatever it's called. That stuff that makes carrots orange and the tomatoes ripe. It's got the same, that algae got the same stuff. So they become pink.
I always wondered if that meant that you could make a flamingo any color you wanted.
I looked this up.
Oh.
And. Well, I sort of looked this up, but there's like a myth about blue flamingos.
Oh,
I
was
like, oh, and you look at one, I'm like, yeah, a flamingo could be blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why can't it be blue?
If it could be that pink.
It could be
pink.
Grown up
it can
in
be
the
blue.
Shiny Pokemon generation.
Yeah, and they look really nice next to the other flamingos.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's pink ones next to the blue ones. It looks good. Mm. Anyway, they're not real.
Oh.
And they've never been real. And even though people have saw, even though I saw a photo that looked pretty realistic, I guess it was computer trickery.
Fuck.
There's also no black flamingos or green flamingos, even though some people think there are.
Black flamingos seem so feasible.
Black flamingos, they're all feasible. If you can be pink, any color's feasible. Pink is probably the least feasible color to me.
Well, what about like, because like, you know how you can have albinism where you're like, you're albino.
Yeah.
You can have, I forget what it's
called.
Noirism.
Melanism. You can have melanism. So like, surely that happens to flamingos.
Melanism, we just go dark.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've had a Goog. There's all these photos of this one black flamingo in Cyprus.
There's one black flamingo in
There's
Cyprus?
There's one black flamingo in Cyprus.
Can I have a look?
I hope that's what happens if you go on the Wikipedia page for flamingos, alternate
one
colors.
One black flamingo in Cyprus.
There's
one
that's
black
cool.
black flamingo. Well, again, it could be a lie.
It looks real, though.
It does look
it
really
does look real.
Look at blue flamingos. They look pretty real.
Now that I've looked at a black flamingo, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No.
No.
They could be.
But I think why it's easy trickery is that blue birds exist.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, that's the only
animal. How do the pink animals exist? Are there many pink animals?
Salmon?
The shrimp that they eat.
No, a salmon isn't pink. They're pink on the inside.
They're pink. Yeah, okay. Axolotl, that's pink.
Yeah, that's pink. They're kind of a pale pink. I guess we're pink, sort of. Not really pink. What are we?
I am blue-toned, I've discovered.
Blue-toned.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yuck. I could see pink in
Don't
your
say
skin.
Yuck.
Like a dead person.
I got born like this. Yeah. Don't say yuck. It's not nice.
How do you find out what toned you are?
Yeah, what am I toned?
Well, because my skin's so see-through, you can see my veins. Mm. So if I get warm and all my veins come to the surface, you can. My legs have just got blue lines all over them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so does my tum.
Mm.
Do you guys get that?
No.
Not really.
No.
But I have very terrible veins.
Every What's wrong time with I get, your veins?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them.
That, dodgy veins. Say.
But every time I go and give blood or get a blood test or anything,
yeah.
They're deep. They're deep and thin.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
There's a test to check your undertones. If you look at your wrist,
yeah.
Your veins are either going to look blue or green.
Mine kind of look purple.
Uh-oh.
Am I sick?
Yeah, we're going to end the purple? Episode.
I mean, it's kind of this kind of a purple here.
Yours look green.
What do you think of mine? What do mine look? Awesome?
Blue?
They look awesome, dude. Maybe they're green. This one definitely got a bit of red to it. That's purple. I got purple veins.
That's conservative.
No, it's not. It's normal. I'm normal and not sick. Did you have any other flamingo facts?
I know that.
Because I have three.
I know that the flamingos. I remember watching a David Attenborough documentary about flamingos that live in a thermal lake. And it gets so cold at night that their legs freeze in the lake, and then it de-thaws in the morning.
Really?
No, it thaws in the morning. It doesn't de-thaw.
What?
De-thaw.
And yeah, and then they got to smash their way out of the ice, which
That's
looks
sick.
Very stupid.
That's cool.
And then it's super hot in the lake, and they love it.
Mm.
And then it gets cold again at night, and they freeze their legs in it. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's the flamingo fact I can remember.
Well, I didn't know that one. That's a good one. But the other one that I think is, they've got two other basic flamingo facts that I feel like everyone knows.
Yeah.
They can drink nearly boiling water because they do live in the thermal lakes.
Whoa.
And they just drink it upside down and they just shove their beak into, like, it's not quite boiling, but it's like 90 something degrees.
Yeah.
And they just scull that water.
I had no idea they could drink boiling water. That's fucked
up. Well, near boiling, simmering water.
So their insides are nearly cooked.
I don't know.
Or they're uncookable. That's crazy. Why aren't we researching uncookable nature?
Yeah. The other one that I think is a basic one that everyone knows is that there's more plastic flamingos in the US than real flamingos in the rest of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Guess how many flamingos there are?
12.
4,000.
They were both silly guesses, and I wanted real guesses.
Okay. 10,000.
You think there's 10,000 in the world? In the whole world?
1.4 million.
It's 2 million. About 2 million.
That's heaps of flamingos.
I know. I thought because they're cool looking, I'm like, oh, they're probably endangered. But they're not.
Yeah,
there's 2 million of them.
We usually pick them off.
We should hunt them
See,
for sport.
I always get the feeling
like the pink feathers, imagine.
Yeah, like what can we do with that shit? And if they're uncookable, like you were saying, surely there's something we could do there.
Yeah, we can
what? Like
research,
what?
Make us uncookable.
What would we
yeah,
need?
Wouldn't it be good to be not cookable?
Yeah, imagine drinking boiling water and being also, have you guys done plunge pools?
Yeah,
I have not. What's a plunge pool?
So you go into like a boiling hot sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out into the plunge pool, which is cold, and you, like, dunk your whole body.
I feel like I'd shatter like glass.
Yeah, it feels amazing. You, like, go, if you can, you know how if you come out of, like, a hot shower or something, you're like, I'm cold.
Yeah.
If you get into a plunge pool, you
go,
aren't.
Ooh, I'm really cold.
No, you, like, you dunk in and get out, and you are not cold anymore.
What's my temperature?
You just feel like you could do anything. Like if you go,
my temperature is I can do anything.
It's,
very, on Earth.
It's very funny if it's like you go boiling hot to freezing cold and then you come out normal and you're like, whoa, I might as well not have done that.
No, I reckon.
I feel the same as before I started.
I reckon because I've done it at like spas before. So you're walking around in your bathers, which is chilly. And if you go when it's cold, you go into the really hot room, go into the plunge pool, you are warmer than if you didn't do anything. So like if you. If nothing had happened, you are better off.
Because
then you can walk around and you don't have to worry about like running up in your towel. You can just walk around in the outside. Whereas
cool.
if you just went outside in your bathers, you'd be like, I'm cold.
But I'm scared of boiling myself because I read a story about someone who went for a dip and one of the geysers at Yellowstone Park and boiled.
Don't go in a geyser.
Don't dip in a geyser.
Don't go to a geyser. That's different. We're talking about a plunge pool. It's like a tiled sort of long, tall pool.
Well, some of the geysers
not
are okay.
No, I think a geyser by nature is very, very hot.
Some of the geysers, Yellowstone.
But isn't that why they sort of explode because it's so hot?
What? Okay.
They boil.
It's not like a hot spring.
Not a
it's
geyser.
A geyser.
Just mean a hot, like a hot
bit.
Thermal pool.
Okay. Uh-huh.
At Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And they say don't go in any of them. But that's because some of them are dangerous. Some of them are okay.
It probably changes, though, right?
Yeah. Because
probably some would be hot and some wouldn't be hot, depending on what gases
yeah.
are going out.
But there'll be some you can go in.
Guaranteed.
You're going to
It's a real lucky dip.
And are you saying
the thing is, you could just walk in slowly, put a toe in, and if it's boiling hot, go, maybe this one's a...
Sad, I lost my toe.
Just don't dive into pools that could potentially be 150 degrees. That's my advice to you.
Okay, well, I'll take that on board if I'm ever in Yellowstone.
Yeah, are you saying that you want to go in? But you're scared of boiling yourself?
Are you disappointed that you...
That's such an easy fix, Jackson.
Well, I think I would like to go in one in my life.
But are you going to jump in
blindly?
But you're
scared of boiling yourself.
Yeah.
It's like a Russian roulette. It's a thrill.
Yeah, I don't know which ones. No, I'd talk to the appropriate people. Yeah.
And they would say, you can't go in these.
But also, you've got a bunch of sensors on your body that can determine the temperature of things and how, if a lake, for example, if there's bubbles in the water, might be hot.
Get out of there.
If you smell like steam.
Sulfur.
Yeah, so probably hot. Or if you could touch.
I reckon bring a little bit of meat in with you.
Oh, like a hot pot.
Yes. Yellowstone
hot pot. See how it goes.
Do you reckon if you threw a whole, say, pig inside one of them and pulled it out?
I reckon he wouldn't be too happy.
You could do like an industrial scale hot pot, I guess.
I think an industrial pig. Yeah. Like one of those big ones for, you know,
for
retail.
Feeding a family.
For the factory, yeah.
Can I tell you some flamingo facts?
Yeah.
No, I already did flamingo facts.
I mean history.
Every time.
I get confused. I'm doing the history of plastic flamingos.
Oh,
because
nice.
There are more of them.
Them's more.
More important.
So it's this guy, Don Featherstone.
Ooh,
and
he's
the one who designed them, and it was done in 1957.
Uh-huh.
And the first pink flingos.
Pink flingos? Oh, hot damn. That's a good one.
Pink flingos.
So the first pink
flingos for sale.
Pink flingos.
Come get your pink flingos.
Pink flingo. His name was Diego.
Oh, Diego the pink flingo.
Pink flingos Diego.
Is he still around?
Probably it's plastic. I don't think you could get rid of him if you
tried. Plastic doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I'm sure he's still around. He won the Ig Nobel Prize for art.
Why did it... Oh, no, that's fair. It is tacky.
Do you know what the Ig Nobel Prize is?
Yeah.
What is it?
So it's like... The silly Nobel Prize.
It's the opposite. So it's like the worst bit of art.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, have you... It's not the worst bit of art.
Yes.
It isn't.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I promise you
this
not.
This was a crossword clue for me just the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they're like the Razzies to the Oscars.
They are not.
They award the worst ones.
No, the Ig Nobel Prize does a lot of scientific achievements, but it's the ones that are like a bit silly as well. So they're still really useful. Hey, here's what Wikipedia says. The Ig Nobel Prize is a satiric prize awarded annually since 1991 to celebrate 10 unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research. Its stated aim being to honor achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think.
Gotcha.
Well, so, okay.
Yeah.
The award is wordplay with ignoble, which means inglorious, undeserving, and non-noble. All right, so undeserving.
Of the actual Nobel Prize.
Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't give it.
Okay,
but it's
fine.
Still
all
really
right.
Impressive.
Okay, it's not the Razzies. I concede it's not the Razzies.
It's like if you made a silly movie and they gave awards for silly movies.
Yeah, like there are research papers that have like really insane topics and they're like, well, we can't give this a Nobel Prize because the topic is crazy, but it's actually a really good bit of research that's actually going to do a lot of good.
Why did he win the prize for the flamingo? For flingos?
He also didn't.
It's the Ig Nobel Prize for art because he made an iconic... Like pop culture icon,
okay.
And he was awarded in 1996. So
okay,
it was like
so well after
it was like 40
made,
years
yeah,
later. They were like, "This man's changed persevere. The globe.
He's
yeah.
changed the face of
is it
gardens."
Art Deco, a pink flamingo's Art Deco.
I don't think so.
Art Deco
I think it's
isn't
like
that
the 30s?
Yeah, like 30 years earlier.
What am I thinking? Is it avant-garde? It's something. It's I swear to God, it's
maybe
something.
Pop art.
No.
Yeah, but it was in the 50s. Wouldn't it be pop art? Or closer to pop art?
It's not really avant-garde.
Yeah.
If he made the flamingo then pissed on it, it might have been avant-garde.
I feel like what's the kind of art style where it's like, we've got a string of lights that they're pineapples in shape, and also got a pink flamingo. It's a kitsch.
Yeah, it says
kitsch.
Pop. Yeah, pop. You mean
no,
like
not pop.
Andy Warhol's
pop.
Soup?
That's not pop.
Andy Warhol's
no,
soup.
That's pop, but pineapples aren't pop. Pineapples
why,
are nature.
Why are pineapples not pop, but soup's pop?
Because we made soup. That's a brand. That's our point.
No, I think it's pop art.
I don't think it's pop art.
Hey, look, tweet us with what art you think.
Hey, look,
it is.
I was wrong about the Ig Nobel Prize. I can't be wrong about two things in a row, could I? That's not possible.
Soon after one another, surely.
The odds are I'm right.
It's good because you've not made a claim as to what kind of art it is.
You've guessed about 30 wrong things.
So you're right. You might be right that we're wrong. I don't know if that makes you
That's
right.
That's not good.
I'll take it. I think I can get. Because it's most likely that you're right and I'm just double wrong.
That's well, I don't even know really.
We don't know. We're not making any claims.
Is the flingo, the flamingo, no, the flingo.
Pink flingo.
The pink flingos. If I went out and bought a pink flingo from, say, Bunnings, yep. Does that guy get any cash?
No. So, different. So, like, there's lots of imitations.
Well,
so
I guess you can't copyright a flamingo because, like, they're just a flamingo. He didn't really do anything. He just, like, hey, what if a flamingo was on sticks?
Well, he had a specific design for it, I guess.
Well, they stopped making them in 2006.
What?
So, Union Products, the guy who made them first, they did, like, a 30th anniversary.
His name was Union Products?
It was Union Products.
What an unusual name.
Well, the 30th anniversary ones, they did from, like, 87 till, like, 2001.
Yeah,
they
all it's have a long anniversary.
It is, but they have his signature on the bum, so you can identify a genuine flingo.
That rolls.
Oh, I bet these would be collectible too. If you get one in the 50s, it's all faded and stuff.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. But
valuable flingo.
The ones that they released as the 30th anniversary came in pairs, so one was standing upright and one was like ducking down to have a feed. So very fun. So Featherstone, the guy who invented them, retired in 2000, and then so the company Union stopped putting his signature on the bum.
Yeah.
Because he retired.
Yeah, and then the Annals of Improbable Research, the bestowers of the Ig Nobel Prize, teamed up with the Museum of Bad Art to protest this omission and, like, boycott it.
That rules.
And then they ended up just stopped making them all together.
Dogs. I want to
go to the Museum of Bad Art. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That is fun because it's like they're admitting it, like, because, you know, everyone's like, oh, there's no bad art.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, there is.
Oh, there is. We got it.
I think bad art would be really fun.
Yeah. I think that's the
What is bad art, though?
Okay. I'll give you the definition.
Yeah.
For MoBA themselves. A privately owned museum whose stated aim is to celebrate the labor of artists whose work would be displayed and appreciated in no other forum.
Oh, it's
art that no one else would possibly want.
What could we do? What kind of art could you produce to get it in the bad art museum?
Immediately, I want to do something with shit.
Yeah, but then what about Piss Christ?
Piss Christ and the shit machine at MoMA?
Yeah, Piss Christ is a guy.
Mona?
He had like a jar of piss with a crucifix in it, of Jesus and the crucifixion.
Oh, yeah.
Piss Christ.
Oh, I get it. Nice, I get it.
Yeah, and then there's that machine at Mona that you used to be able to feed something and you could watch it produce a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can't, so just including shit and piss isn't enough.
I reckon all the things I'm seeing here, it seems like bad art is going to be defined as something that seems like a commercial or poppy.
Okay. Mm.
Or
that's because I, even though I was like, no pisses and shits, my next thought was throw up in a shoe.
That's good. Me and Joel were, you know, Jackass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am aware.
Do you know what this is? Oh. Me and Joel want to start a sort of a Jackass style show.
Yeah.
But it's called Shit Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And all the stunts we do is all the shit ones. We don't do any of the ones where we, like, you know,
hurt yourself.
Pull our teeth out with a big plier or something. Well, none of the fucked up ones will get kicked
just
in the balls.
Shit on each other's
it's
heads,
all the
basically.
Shit ones. So we're gonna. There's like, oh, we had some good ideas. Oh yeah, we're gonna shit into liquid nitrogen.
Oh,
straight up.
See what happens.
See what happens. We might shit into a thermal pool. See if we can boil shit straight away.
Boiled shit.
I reckon. What was the? I think there was one where we had to shit from a high dive into a toilet from.
Oh yeah.
Need to aim. All the shit stunts we could
Wouldn't
do.
Wouldn't it be scary to be up that high?
Oh yeah. Well
especially with your pants down.
We'll be doing shit stunts.
Oh sorry, I forgot. You do your own shit stunts.
Yeah.
It's good to produce something that at first glance looks like fucked up pornography and then you discover it's not. I like that.
I don't think we'd shit into bad art.
I don't think we could shit in
I just think if I was like,
other.
It's only shit and they're shitting in such interesting ways, and then I'll be like, oh no, it's not a sex thing, they're shitting for the
it's
thrill.
It's funny. Shit's funny.
Shit's funny. It's true. Yeah. I think do it.
Yeah. Follow your dreams.
Do you want to produce it? Let's make it produced by Sans Pants Radio. Get that sweet, sweet podcasting money behind
shit
us.
Shit boys.
Oh, yeah. Shit boys.
It can't cost us much to have you shit yourself.
Well, we just need a couple of cameras, and I think the insurance is the main thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just don't get insured.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Mm. Hey, and on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kaz.
I've been Jackson.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, where are you, Jackson?
I'm around.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.